Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the blood series is everlasting, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Now, may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, testament. I once worked as a corporate lawyer in one of the global audit firms. My job description was straightforward. I was to vet and negotiate the terms of the contract the firm entered into. My team handled so many contracts, but every time we got a contract, the first clause we looked at was the duration clause. We wanted to be sure the firm would not be bound indefinitely. Any draft contract whose duration was excessively long or not specifically spelt out had to be renegotiated. It could not, under any circumstance, be accepted without amendment. The reason was simple. The shorter the time we were bound by tough contractual terms, the better for us, as we could walk away fairly quickly if things went wrong. We are in a contractual relationship with God, one whose terms are so good that we would never want to walk away from it. Imagine my delight when I first came in contact with our anchor scripture. The Bible says the blood of Jesus ratifies a covenant or an agreement or a contract between God and man. It goes ahead to tell us the duration of that covenant. It calls it an everlasting covenant. The contract never comes to an end. All the things that God has promised us in this powerful covenant are forever. Praise God. What sealed or ratified or endorsed this contract for us? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the reason why God has graciously entered into a covenant with us that will never ever end. As I round up this mini series today, and if you are listening in this morning, but you have never consciously accepted the gift of salvation Jesus wrought for you on the cross, I beg you, please do so today. Jesus shed this blood for you. He died so that under this everlasting covenant, you may live forever. He died so that you will never have to go to eternal destruction. He died so that you could become a party to this covenant. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that Christ raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Please become a party to this covenant right now by saying these words, or words that carry the same meaning, from your heart. Almighty God, today I accept your gift of salvation. I confess you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of my life. I believe you died and rose again from the dead. From today, I want to live for you. Please help me to do so. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you said that prayer, I congratulate you, because the Bible says you are now a citizen of the kingdom of God. Please get in touch. We would love to chat to you and pray with you. And for all the rest of us, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for all the new souls that have come into your kingdom. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.